This is Bryn from Michigan. Our home resort is Beach Club. You're listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to episode 63 of the My DVC Points podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Vacation Club Loans. For the last few months, you guys have been hearing me talk about their 9.99% refinance program. They've been saving My DVC Points listeners over $168,000 and counting. All good things have to come to an end, and this 9.99% rate promotion is ending on 12/31/2019. So if you're paying more than that, go ahead. Reach out to Debbie, vacationclubloans.com, get your name in the hat, at least get an application in, contact her, send a smoke signal, do something so that you can lock in that 9.99% rate. She realizes it's the holiday seasons and we're busy making great memories and planning for the holidays with our families. However, just get your name in the hat, you can lock in that 9.99% rate. And now on to today's episode. We're about ready to wrap up the Saratoga Springs series with a two-parter. That's right, our content with some Saratoga superfans was so great, and we had so much to say, telling you guys all the wonderful things about this resort. It took two episodes. Without wasting any more time, let's do a cannonball into the paddock pool. Well, I would like to welcome everybody to the Saratoga Springs Review Show. This is the main resort and the final episode of our Saratoga Springs Review. And I've got a couple Saratoga Springs super fans lined up for you guys. I'd like to welcome back Mary Ann Tracy from episode number 52. How are you doing today, Mary Ann?
I'm great, Chad. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming back. I'd like to welcome back to the show, Samantha Kurtseif, and welcome to your first aired podcast with us, Samantha.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, everybody tune in to future episodes because we have a one-on-one interview with Samantha that's recorded. It's just waiting for me to have a special need. It's kind of my back pocket episode. She's in the works, guys. So you just got to wait for her. And it's worth waiting for. It's a great show. And I'd also like to welcome to the show, Randy.
Hi, Chad. Great to be here.
Now, Randy, you are a Saratoga Springs super fan by all definitions of this.
I love Saratoga Springs.
I met Randy through your Facebook group that is dedicated to Saratoga Springs lovers. Tell us a little bit about that group.
I started that group about 6 years ago. It's Saratoga Springs Resort for DVC members. Me and fellow admin Christine McDermott Elliott, we have ran the group the whole time. I started the group in 2013.
I think you guys are north of 1,000 members now, right?
We have about 1,500 members currently.
Oh, wow. It's been a while since I looked. But 1,500 Saratoga members, and this is a group that's just dedicated to people who love Saratoga. So we are very happy to have you on the show and start to share some of this Saratoga love, because when we did this whole episode, well, when I started to put this series together, I looked at this and I went, man, Saratoga just seems to be the redheaded stepchild of DVC, and it needs a little bit of love, and it needs to have somebody come back in and just talk up the resort and share what's awesome about it. That's what we're about today, is sharing what we love about Saratoga. But at the same time, we're going to be honest with our reviews as well. Let's start talking about the accommodations there. Mary Ann, do you want to give us a rundown of everything that's at the resort here?
Sure, Chad. There are five main areas of Saratoga Springs when you're not including the tree houses. The tree houses are a kind of a standalone on their own. They're a part of Saratoga Springs, but really they're their own entity. But there are five main areas of buildings of the There are five main areas at the resort. There's the grandstand, the carousel section, the paddock, the springs, and Congress Park. Two of those, the Springs and Congress Park, are preferred sections. They cost you a few more points. But Grandstand, Carousel, and Paddock, those are standard units there. So they are the best bang for your buck.
Those are the ones that I love the most. I have a preferred room booked for February. I'm hoping to get Congress Park and the new refurb rooms. For accommodations and rooms that they have here at the main resort, we've got studios, one bedrooms, two bedrooms, grand villas, and of course the tree houses. And the tree houses are, I think you mentioned this, Marianne, they're kind of separate. They're off to themselves. You can't really drive to them without exiting the resort and coming back in, but you can walk through there. There is a walking path.
That's correct.
I'm curious to know, where all have you guys stayed? What areas and what room sizes have you been in?
Well, I'll start, Chad. My family has stayed at the Grandstand and the Paddock, and we've stayed in studios and two bedroom.
Okay. Samantha, where all have you stayed there?
So I've stayed at Saratoga twice. Both times was in a two bedroom, and both times was also in the Paddock section.
All right. Paddock loving. Love it. Randy, now you've been an owner for what, 13 years now here?
13 years at Saratoga Springs. I've actually stayed in all five areas plus the treehouse villas. I've stayed in a deluxe studio, one bedroom, two bedroom. I have not stayed in a grand villa. However, next year, that is something we are looking at doing. Curious to see what the new refurbished rooms are going to look like with the grand villa. Hopefully they're done by then, but I'll complete the whole list hopefully by next year.
Yeah, well, they're doing the refurbs building by building. Every building has two grand villas in it. And so they should have refurbed those two grand villas when they did it. It's just, how can people like us kind of get a room view or a video? I'll look for one on YouTube. Maybe the Here with the Ears folks have put one up because they seem to have gotten all the different rooms out there.
Yeah, I've noticed there's more and more pictures and videos being released. I'm sure by now, Congress Park area has been refurbished.
It's got to be getting close.
They started on the last building, so it's got to be almost done.
Hopefully by February. Fingers crossed. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies.
Well, it can whammy you, but I would like to stay in Congress Park in February.
Oh, that was cold, Mary. That was cold. That was cold.
We are there the same weekend, so, you know, perhaps it'll whammy Chad, and I'll get to stay there.
See, and here I was hoping, you know, for some pixie dust that we could be in the same buildings together in a harmonious world and we're both in the renovated buildings. And then I get to whammy. So, okay.
Chad, I'm sure if you ask nicely, she'll let you do a little video tour of her room.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe you can at least just peek through the window.
Those first videos that came out of the new refurb where people were peeking through the windows were pretty hilarious, actually.
Yeah, I saw those, and I was always hoping that they were being done with permission, but who knows?
Yeah, well, who knows? Anyways, let's talk about the amenities that we've got here at the Saratoga Springs. Can somebody give me a rundown of the pools that they have there? I know there's the High Rocks pool, which seems to be the main pool. There's the Paddock pool, and both of those two have slides. This is the only DVC resort that has two full feature slides at it. And then another pool over at Congress Park that's a quiet pool. And then back by Grandstand that has a splash area to it.
Yeah, I call it the hybrid pool there. It's not a full feature pool, but it's pretty close because it does have a big splash pad there. And it's the one where you see the pictures of the kids with the spray gun racehorses. That's at the Grandstand section.
That splash pad part is really cool.
It is. It's fun for families.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to have to check that one out sometime. I just keep requesting Paddock when I'm there simply because, well, I think it's the best area there. So let's talk about that because we're on areas. I'll go first with why I love Paddock. And A, you've got a killer slide there. That slide ranks in the top three in all of DVC, in my opinion. It's just a fun slide. It's a fast slide. I dig the slide. The next thing you've got over at Paddock area, a little mini restaurant area right there attached to the pool. It's also a bus stop. You've got restrooms and showers to support the pool. So if you're staying in Paddock and you go to the bus stop, you can look and go, oh, okay, I've got 5 minutes till the bus gets here. I got time to go do my business. I don't know too awful many other bus stops in DVC where that's the case. Between all of that, and it's the cheap points, and it's a fairly easy walk if you're going to walk to Disney Springs to just cut through the Congress Park area, that's kind of why I'm a Paddock fan. But what do you guys think? Where's your favorite areas and why?
Well, for me, the Paddock and the Springs are my two favorite areas. I would say that you just brought up pretty much all the reasons that I love the Paddock, especially access to Disney Springs. But I also love the Springs as well. I love that pool. I love that slide too. I love the feel, the look of that slide. The access to the Springs, to the bus stop, and also you have a quick service at Artist Palette that's just on top. Those are by far my two favorite areas.
Yeah, I think the Springs does have going for it. It's really close to all of the action because it's like the main area of the resort is the Springs. So you've got the pool there, the spa there, the fitness center there. You've got the check-in there. You've got the community hall there. It's got everything right there. So I get why people request the Springs. We'll cover it when we get to transportation as to my big knock on the Springs. Marianne, where's your favorite place?
Well, I used to always say Grandstand was my favorite, but we stayed in Paddock this summer and we were blown away by Paddock. And the other thing is, I think if you're a family with littler children, preschoolers and toddlers, I think Paddock would have to be my choice also, partially because of the restrooms at the bus stop, but also because the toddler preschooler part of the pool at Paddock, the toddler pool, is actually gated off. And so that's a safety thing for me that Grandstand is missing at the Grandstand pool, because the splash pad is open to the pool area. And because it's not a zero depth pool, it starts at the 3 foot and goes to the deep end. A kiddo could just run and just jump into the pool and not even, you know, you'd have to catch them. And let's be honest, when we're at Disney, we're on vacation and sometimes our vacation brains are not always engaged. So I like the safety of the Paddock pool a little bit better for families with young children.
I think that is an important part to bring up. Both Paddock and the High Rocks pool have zero entry in them.
Yes. And the other thing I really like about Paddock, Chad, is technically it has two bus stops because there's one building there at the end. The bus stop is actually in front of it, and it's the Carousels bus stop. The Carousels bus stop is actually in front of a Paddock building. Those people in Carousel actually have to cross a street to get to their bus stop. So for me, I like the fact that there are actually two bus stops. And so if you're at one of the first two buildings in the Paddock, you jump off at the Carousel bus stop and you're right at your building and you don't have to walk very far.
Yeah, that is very true. They do have to cross a street. It's not the main street leading out to the resort, like the main road, but the road you do have to cross is your only way to get to all of the Paddock buildings.
Exactly.
Probably a fairly decent sized street and busyness. Samantha, what about you? What's your favorite area over at Saratoga Springs?
My opinion's kind of limited because we've only stayed in the Paddock, but I really enjoyed that section for all the reasons you listed before, Chad. I mean, that bus stop's got the bathroom, you've got the pool right there, everything is in that location. But also for us, we like to go up to the Carriage House usually every morning and go to the gym. And it's only about a 7-minute walk from the buildings that we've stayed in. So you feel like you're still close to everything that you want to get to, but it's kind of in a back part of the resort where you also feel like it's really quiet. So you kind of get the best of both worlds there.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to the gym, though, it doesn't matter if you're walking 7 minutes or 10 minutes or 15, because
that's the warm up.
Yeah, that's your intent, is to get exercise there. Very good. It seems like everybody here is a Paddock fan. Marianne, if you don't get Paddock, what would be your second choice?
Well, you know, I'm the cheapest DVC member out there and I'm married to the cheapest man on earth. So I'm stingy with my point. I would have to say Grandstand. The only reason we're staying preferred in February was because I booked too late. And so all the standard view rooms were gone. Yep, I would have to say Grandstand. We really like that first on, first off the bus thing. there at Grandstand. That's very convenient after a Tracy Commando kind of day at the parks.
Yeah, it certainly is. You're right about that.
Got it. Before we get into transportation, Randy, what's your second choice for areas to stay?
I'm going to go Springs first, and then I'm going to go Paddock second. I'm sitting here listening to you guys. I was trying to make up my mind, which my number two was, and there's no loser. That's for sure. But I guess I would say the Paddock is probably my second choice if I had to pick. So yeah, I can't really decide. It's hard. I can't do it. It's not fair to either area because I love them so much more than the other three.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
But it's important to point out here that you picked the preferred at Springs over Paddock. So you think the preferred thing is really worth the extra points.
I like the idea of being right at the centerpiece of the resort where everything's going on. I love that pool. I love the hospitality area and the slide. I love the being close to the quick service. The Artist Palette is right there. It just, for me, it's an exciting area for me.
Okay.
I've only stayed in studios in that area, though.
So do you have a room request preference there? If you were going to the Springs, would you go the east side or the west side?
No, we've always stayed on the east side, but there was never a preference for us. No.
Okay. No.
I mean, we would request the Springs, obviously, but never a preference on which side we were on.
Got it. Because when I stay at Paddock, I always request one of the two buildings right next to the pool. There are five buildings there and I've never gotten right next to the pool. I'm always one building away from the pool, but that's just room requests in general. You can make them and sometimes they work out. Sometimes they don't.
Room requests seem to be like 50-50. Doesn't it seem like that? Don't when you guys agree that it just seems like half the time you get what you ask for and half the times you don't.
To me, it's very resort dependent. If I go to check in at Poly, it's almost like they go, I see you asked for a high level floor and no parking lot view. And where do they put me? Every single time, ground floor, parking lot view. So it seems like Poly just has this bad mojo vibe. And I own points at Poly. I don't get it. So what did I do to you, Poly? Poly always seems to never give me what I want and usually what I don't want. Saratoga, I've had pretty good luck at. Old Key West Animal Kingdom, those guys nail it every single time if I request a room. We're talking, they are spot on. And so to me, I think it just depends on the resort and how the booking staff handles that. And it could be part of the luck of the draw too. But Samantha, what's your experience been over at Room Requests?
I've only requested so far at Poly and Old Key West. And Polynesian, I usually try to get the second or third floor with a pool view just because I like that view in the morning. Then I always end up on the opposite side of the building, still on the higher floor, but looking at the garden.
Yeah.
But Old Key West, both times I've gotten the exact room that I wanted.
We're talking Old Key West, the exact room number. I mean, They're that precise over there. I just dig that. I think that's really cool when the resorts can pull that off. I wish they could do more of it, but I kind of understand they can't sometimes because somebody else could be requesting our magic secret room. So I get it. Marianne, do you have a thought here on room requests?
I have never gotten even close to my room request. We have always requested a building next to the pool because we are refillable mug families. And so we like having access to go fill up our mugs. And never, ever, ever happens. We are always on the other end of the world. And we've only ever stayed at Saratoga. So that's my only real experience.
Yeah, it's been my life goal and mission to get you to stay someplace other than Saratoga. And I think I've got you one booked, don't I?
Yep, in June.
Yay!
For Moonlight Magic, we are at the Boardwalk.
Oh, that's great.
So, well, we're at Boardwalk for the second half of the trip. Actually, Moonlight Magic, I will still be at Saratoga, but the next day we move to Boardwalk and we'll be there for 4th of July, which was really what was important to me, was being able to walk back on 4th of July.
Well, see, I'm at least celebrating here because I at least got you to do a split stay. So like not 100% of your time on that trip is over at Saratoga.
Well, I waitlisted the other 2 days. We'll see what happens. I don't have a lot of hope, though, since it's a Moonlight Magic event. I don't have a lot of hope that a room's going to open up.
No.
Yeah, I'm surprised you got anything, Mary, to be honest with you. That's pretty great.
I was really lucky, I felt like.
Yeah, you certainly were. That's great. That's a very limited resort.
So we're going to move from our paddock pool to the creepy clown pool, I guess. And
I love me some creepy clown pool. I'm not going to lie.
Okay? I do too, Chad. I'm with you on that, man.
I rank creepy clown pool right up there with paddock pool and the beach club's pool and slide. To me, they're just like some of the best DVC has to offer.
I think we're all very much looking forward to the big pool there at Boardwalk and having a studio that sleeps five, because we are a family of five. While Jack and Sarah are my teenagers, are still hemming and hawing over whether they're going or not. I still wanted a room where they could go if they decide at the last minute and I can get them booked on a flight down.
Well, at least if they do decide to go, you've got things covered for them.
Right. Because by then, Jack's going to be 20 and Sarah's going to be 18 and goodness only knows what they'll do.
Yep. Okay. So we have covered in previous episodes, we gave the spa its own episode. And Samantha, you mentioned the fitness center here. So go ahead and tell me your thoughts and your reviews of the fitness center.
Yeah. So my family is that crazy family who still works out when they go on vacation. So fitness centers are always a big thing for us to check out at our resorts. And our favorite by far is the one at Saratoga. It's the biggest one we've seen. It has the most equipment. There's bikes, ellipticals, treadmills, free weights, machines with weights on them. So every time we go to Saratoga, like, we hit the gym every morning and we absolutely love it.
I have heard that from multiple people, and I'm not necessarily a workout on vacation kind of guy. I kind of look at it like I'm on vacation and I'm already going to be clocking 25, 30,000 steps. So I think I get a pass on my exercises those days. At least I tell myself I do. But I have used the fitness center over there at Saratoga Springs, and it is by far the nicest gym in all of DVC. We're talking every place that I've stayed. And outside of some of the beach resorts, I've hit everything in Orlando and Grand Cal. It is by far the nicest one in terms of size, space, variety of equipment, accessibility. I don't think you'll go wrong there if you're a fitness buff at this resort. It's really got that thing going for it.
That's what Sarah said after this summer. She's on a very competitive high school cheerleading squad for our high school. And even when we go on vacation, if she misses practice or a tumbling, she has to do a workout and send her workout in to the coaches. She went and used the fitness center last summer when we were at Saratoga Springs. And she came back saying that she felt like it was a really strong one. And she was glad that we owned at Saratoga so that she could use it in the future.
Yeah, it's really cool there. And I think you can get in if you're not staying at Saratoga. I think you could probably pool hop or fitness center hop there. You might want to call the resort and check that. But I think it's fairly open because I wasn't staying there the times when I went in to check it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I know if you do the spa, you can for sure get in because it's almost attached to the spa. And they give you full resort access while you're there. So I don't think you have to like magic band in. And you can tell the guards that you're coming in to go to the spa or you're going to Artist Palette or something along those lines. If you're staying on property, they're going to check your magic band and go, yep, you're staying on property. You're a registered guest. Kind of know who you are. Come on in. So I think it's available if you guys want to fitness center hop over there.
Yeah, so we've only had to magic band in once, and it was because, so the spa and the fitness center, they share that main door. So if the spa's open, you can get in the gym without doing your magic band, but we just happened to get there one morning a little bit before the spa opened, so we did have to magic band in just to get the door open. But usually, as soon as the spa opens, that building's kind of open to anybody that wants to come in.
Ah, good point there. Great clarification there, Samantha. So what about the jogging trails? Have you guys used the jogging trails there? I know the runners tend to like it because you've got a pretty good-sized trail there.
The only time the Tracy family ever used the jogging trail was when we got lost coming back from Disney Springs once.
Same here.
I didn't even know there was a jogging trail.
Well, that's our runners, right? I tell everybody I did two Run Disney events at the same time, my first and my last. And it's just not because it's a bad thing. It's just I don't want to pay that kind of money to be at Disney. to get up and ruin my whole day by having to get up at 3 a.m. to go run and wait 4 hours to go run. To me, that just wasn't fun.
Every week at Saratoga Springs, Chad, you could run a 5K there at Saratoga Springs. I think they call it the Derby Dash. And it's offered every week by the, as my Katie would say, the fun people there at the community hall.
Note to self, I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. Like, thanks for sharing that one. Okay. Maybe the listeners will dig it, but okay, cool. What about sunrise yoga? I know they do a sunrise yoga class there as well.
Yeah. So I think they offer that on Wednesdays, if I'm not mistaken. I've never personally done it. We've kind of stumbled upon the end of it while we're going to the gym or either to get coffee or something like that. But it looks really cool. They do it on the lawn by, I believe it's the lawn by the springs section. Like they put out yoga mats for everybody and it looks really cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. I'm glad they do it for people who dig that, but I'm not a yoga guy either. And I know they have golf there as well. And we did a whole episode on golf with Alicia, who owns a golf course. So if you didn't pick that episode up, skip back a few. And I think we kicked off the series with the golf show. We'll let the golf one stay on its own show. But has anybody used Community Hall there?
Oh, the Tracys use it.
Okay.
We use it all the time. Every trip, we use the Community Hall. Katie loves the arts and crafts. And then in the other section of the Community Hall, there is this ginormous leather sofa. And they're always playing Disney movies up there on it. And lots of afternoons, we will go to the Community Hall. Katie will do arts and crafts, and the rest of us will crash on the big couch watching whatever movie it is. And pretty soon, the Tracy adults are sound asleep and probably disturbing everybody with our snores.
Mm-hmm. So two thumbs up.
Oh, yeah. Two thumbs up. And then they have all the video games. And our son really enjoys playing a few video games while he's waiting for his sister. Everybody volunteers to take Katie over for arts and crafts because there's stuff to do over there for everybody.
Fair enough. And I have to give a huge shout out to the fun squad or the fun people, as you call them, Marianne.
Calls them the fun people.
Yeah, I think it's the recreation team to be a little bit more precise. But I just have to give a shout out to the Saratoga ones. We have really, really, really enjoyed our time there. And it's not that we haven't at the other places, but I know when I talk with Disney managers, they all kind of go, oh, well, our staff is what makes our resort better than the rest. And I'm kind of thinking to myself going, yeah, that's kind of somewhat true, but you guys are all Disney and you all have these sky high standards. I can honestly say the recreation team, when I've worked with them over at the High Rocks pool, those guys have been phenomenal. When you're talking about somebody whose bar standard is Disney quality and then go, wow, these guys were above that. I'll see if I can put a video clip in. I don't know if I will be able to into the show from where we did an ice cream drop with those guys. And it was just so much fun, and they had so many people engaged that I was just kind of blown out of my mind just watching them recruit people and get them engaged in this deal where, okay, grandpa, lay down and let your granddaughter, like, throw some ice cream, drop it down into your mouth.
We're going to have to look for that game because that sounds like something my family would really enjoy doing.
When you do this, you're talking about exceptionally fun family times. You're talking about extremely fun family times, and it's no extra cost to participate in these resort activities. At least some of them, they're paid activities, like if you're creating a Mickey tie-dye shirt or doing ceramics or something along those lines. But the ice cream drop was completely free.
Katie really likes doing the ceramics, and it is dirt cheap compared to the ceramic studio here in Omaha that she likes to go to. It isn't inflated Disney prices just because it's at a Disney community hall. It's still really reasonable. And we really like the idea of a no park day. We've never actually done it, but we do a lot of half days where we're at the park all morning. And then we come back and do the pool and do the community hall in the afternoon. I would be really sad to stay at a resort that didn't have a community hall.
Yeah, that's very true. Because I'm sitting here going, what is this no park day you speak of? We typically have annual passes at my house. At bare minimum, I'm getting 3 fast passes for everybody. Whether I use them or not, Who knows? But I don't plan on a no park day. I always get my fast passes just in case. And then I release them to people if they really want them in time for them to grab them.
Yeah, but I've been listening to Alicia talk, and I'm telling you, I'm really tempted to try her family fun without going into a park kind of day.
Yeah, that is her signature move. Randy, what's some of your thoughts on the amenities over here, or recreation staff, or favorite recreation things to do?
You know, other than the pools, we've not really gotten too involved with much. And from listening to you guys, seems like I'm missing out on some things. That's definitely something I'm going to look into doing. I've been to the community hall, but just
passing through
on accident, you know, just to check it out. And seen the movies playing at night for the kids. What a tremendous door thing they had set up with the screen and the Disney movies and things like that. But I'm gonna have to check some of these things out.
Especially on a rainy day. And goodness knows in Orlando, you have those rainy days. And if you have a studio and it's a rainy day, poncho up and go to the community hall. There's a lot more space to spread out.
Good point.
Yeah, that is a really good pro tip. Because if you're in a studio, let's just face it, sometimes you kind of need a break from your family while you're on vacation as well. And I think community hall would be a great little spacer area to kind of come back in. So let's move on to dining options over here. I know for quick service, we have a couple of different options. We've got Artist Palette, we've got the Paddock Grill, and the Backstretch Pool Bar. Where have you guys ate at before?
Well, I can say that the Artist Palette is one of my favorite quick service places, really, in all of Walt Disney World. It doesn't look like much. I don't think when you go there, you don't feel like your expectations should be very high, but I think you're surprised on how good the quality and the quantity of the food is at Artist Palette. I'm a big fan of the Artist Palette, and that's one strong, very strong point about Saratoga Springs dining is the Artist Palette.
So we're pretty big fans of Artist Palette. We usually stop there for coffee, breakfast. We've done lunch there once when we decided to have a little break from the park. So we came back to the resort and had those famous Saratoga chips. We love Artist Palette, but we haven't gotten to try the other two pool bars quite yet, but hopefully in the future.
Well, we have done Artist Palette for lunch and dinner. We have never done breakfast at Artist Palette. We are a grab a granola bar and run to the bus family for breakfast. We've done Artist Palette, and everybody really likes Artist Palette. One of the things I really like about Artist Palette is their really wide menu. I have the range of chicken nugget eaters to sushi eaters in my family, and everybody can find something they love at Artist Palette. Sarah particularly likes the flatbreads at Artist Palette.
Ooh, those are good.
And Katie and Jack really do like the chicken fingers there. They think they're great. And then I just think that I can always find something depending on my mood there at Artist Palette. We've eaten at the Paddock Grill, and we think it's okay. I mean, it's a pool bar, and you get a hamburger, a hot dog, those kinds of things. And Jack and Katie both will tell you that the chicken fingers are just fine at the Paddock Grill also. So you're good to go there if you're a chicken fingers family. The High Rocks Pool, I really like. There's a bartender there that makes a couple of really great drinks, and I've gotten to be quite good friends with him, so we try to hang out up there at the good old High Rocks Pool when we are at Disney for our
drink. Want to give him a shout out? Do you remember his name?
No, I don't remember his name, Chad.
Ah.
But wow. I knew he was making those. He was pouring a little stronger for me. So,
Mary, how are you?
Those are always the best bartenders.
Yeah, you're not going to remember too many guys' names who make those good drinks like that. That's something we can forgive you for forgetting his name after those strong drinks.
So, but yeah, so we have,
I'm just saying, Tom at Beach Club, man, he's my guy over at Hurricane Hannah's.
The other place that there is, I don't know how technically Saratoga Springs it is, but at the golf course, there is the Chippendales sandwich shop there, and the beer is cheaper than it is at the other pool bars. Shh, Don't tell anybody because we don't want to mess this up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to keep that in mind for sure.
Get off the boat from Disney Springs, get a beer, and then walk, do your walk to wherever you're going and in the resort.
But you can also go upstairs to Artist Palette, which is the combined restaurant, merch, gift shop, and convenience store, and use your tables in Wonderland and get discounts off of alcohol there as well.
Yes, and that's an amazing thing about Artist Palette is the tables in Wonderland discount there.
Chad, one of the things we use Artist Palette for too is, I don't know about you guys, but if you're on the meal plan, somehow we always have like three, maybe four extra quick service left when we're done on our last day, and snacks as well. And Artist Palette seems to be always that place where we just unload those. So my family will be sitting at a big round table in the corner on purpose because it holds so many trays of food. And we'll have like our own buffet set up and people probably think we're crazy, but they don't realize that we have four of us and we have seven quick services left somehow. So you can't take them home with you. So we use Artist Palette, just unload all our quick services. We get to sample a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Randy, this is really embarrassing, Randy. The Tracy family had a total of 78 credits left after our last trip between the quick service credits and the snack credits. So when we took our quick service credits and changed them to snack credits, because a quick service equals three snack credits, mm-hmm. I brought home 78 snacks from Disney World.
That's the way to do it.
We were eating Disney candy for like 8 weeks after we got home from that trip. It was crazy. I think Tables in Wonderland is going to be the way I go from now on.
I was going to say, we have...
That's where everybody's going to.
Kind of backed away at my family from the dining plan and just stuck with Tables in Wonderland because we go so often. And a lot of times we go and we hit the character meals. And if I bring a party of 10 to a character meal, I break even instantly on the Tables in Wonderland, just like one meal. So everything else from that is kind of gravy. That's why I'm a big fan of Tables. And if you're a Blue Card DVC member, you can pick it up. If you're an annual pass holder, you can pick it up as well. But in terms of Artist Palette, I kind of dig it because I love their turkey club wrap there.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, not too huge a fan of the Saratoga chips, although they have a great backstory that we discussed in the history show. So rewind an episode and pick that up if you haven't done that yet.
So in February, Chad, you can just pass me all your chips because, man, I love those chips.
Well, I mean, I would, but I kind of got kicked out of the building with you there, Marianne. So,
yeah,
that could be your trade off.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's negotiate here. Okay. I mean, kick me out of the building and then ask for my chips. I see how it is.
Oh, Chad.
But Artist Palette, two thumbs up. Love using the Tables in Wonderland discount there, and also pull out your Blue Card for DVC or your annual pass, and you'll pretty much get 20% off of almost everything there between the merch, because food can go both ways. Sometimes they consider it merch if it's prepackaged. Sometimes they consider it restaurant. So pull out both cards, you're getting 20% off there. Now let's move over to the table service there, the Turf Club Bar and Grill. I am a huge fan of that place. Have you guys tried it out yet?
We have not, but last summer, my sister and her husband went with us on the trip, and we split up one evening, and they went to supper there, and Joyce said that her meal was to die for. It was one of the best meals she had all week, and we were eating at places like Le Cellier and lots of big-name places, California Grill. Lots of places that people love to eat. And she was like, the Turf Club held its own.
It does.
Easily with those restaurants.
It seriously does. This thing is a hidden gem of DVC. And I'm about ready to shout it from the rooftops. The only knock that let me just come back in and say the only thing that I can say negative about the place is the ceiling in the place is these antique metal tiles. And when you're sitting inside, it's loud. If it's a full time at dinner time, it's loud. Although in nicer weathers, you can sit out on the patio and still get served. If you go when it's not exceptionally busy, I'm sure the sound won't be an issue. But other than that, that's the only thing I can say. And I still wouldn't let that prevent me from going back again. I really wouldn't. The steaks there are incredible. Randy, I know you're a fan of the dining plan. They're one table credit.
Yeah, I've always thought they were. I always, for some reason, thought it was two dining credits.
Nope. It is not a traditional signature restaurant that requires two. Although I'm going to argue with you, the food is on par with that. Maybe not quite as good as the sides over at Yachtsman that go with the steak. Okay, because those sides are just incredible. I think those sides over there outshine their steak. But I can say this, if you go there, you will not leave disappointed. And it is reasonably priced in the menu. I think we had a peach cobbler that came with our desserts and then a creme brulee. And both of them were absolutely incredible. We were just blown away as to how good it was. And the service there was absolutely incredible as well. It was so good that I called a manager over and my server kind of freaked out a little bit. But I just had to tell the guy, I'm like, hey, look, your staff here and your deal, top notch. You guys don't get enough love. And I'm about ready to get about the business of changing that one. So the server was kind of glad to hear it. So was the manager.
Joyce mentioned, too, she had the creamy buffalo chicken dip when she was there as her appetizer. And she just went on and on and on about that chicken dip. I think that my plan next time may be just to stop in and have creamy buffalo chicken dip and then have me some dessert because that creme brulee sounds incredible.
Oh, it was.
And then maybe a drink or two.
There you go. Maybe a drink or two. They take tables as well. I'm telling you guys, you can't do that. And if you go back to Valerie Farrington, she wasn't available to record with us tonight. She is a huge Turf Club fan to the point where she goes there almost every trip. Because here's the really cool thing. Because it's this hidden gem, getting an ADR there is not that difficult. You can pop over there at almost any time and get one without a huge wait, without a this. Check the app just to be sure. But she will be staying at Boardwalk or Beach Club or someplace else and drive over to Saratoga just to eat at Turf Club. I can't recommend this place enough.
Now, is it lunch and dinner? Are they both table service?
I've only been there for dinner.
Okay. It is dinner only. Chad, about reservations, Joyce and Jeff walked in and didn't even have a wait to get seated that evening.
I mean, we did an ADR. We were staying at Old Key West, and I knew we were going to be recording this show. And Laura suggested, hey, why don't the two of us just go and leave our oldest to babysit the youngest in the room at Old Key West? And we'll just go on like a quick dinner date night because we rarely ever get to do that. And it was, I'm telling you, one of the best experiences.
I can say that that's going to be somewhere that you've guys convinced me that's going to be at 180 days. I'm going to be putting that on my priority list as far as dining.
Same here. I wouldn't have even looked at it before, but after hearing your reviews, like now I got to go.
Yeah, I'm 13 years there and I have for some reason, but I don't think it's just me because it seems like you guys say it's a hidden gem and it's easy to walk in and get reservations. I wonder why it is like that.
It's because right across the lake there, it's competing with Disney Springs.
Yeah, you have
that has all the publicity. It has everything else that's over there. And it's hard for one little tiny restaurant that's standalone to compete with that. But let me tell you something. They know that. And those people bust their tail to be awesome and excellence because that's their really only shot at competing against Disney Springs and all of the variety and offers that's over there. That's just my own take on it is I think those guys work their tail off to be excellent because they know they've got a competition right across the lake. And they know that you have to be a destination restaurant. You're not just going to be walking through the lobby and go, what's around this corner? I guess I'm hungry. Maybe I'll come here. Okay. They have to be a destination. And those of us who know, love it. I can't think of anybody that I know in DVC. And remember, I talked to a lot of people that go, I tried it and it was meh. Everybody I talk to is like, yeah, that thing's a hidden gem.
Oh, yeah. Christine, the girl that I run my Facebook group with, she says the same thing. It's a priority for her. I can't believe that I have not made it there. But I know that I will be making it there very soon.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I'm going to send a bunch of listeners there as well, because awesome service, awesome food, reasonably priced for Disney. I think we're going to be sending them some traffic. At least I hope that we do. Lounges that are over there. Marianne, you've mentioned the pool bars a few times. I think I've bought in a drink or two at the pool bars, but I can't really say that I've made it a point to just go there to one of the lounges and chill and hang out.
I haven't really hung out at any of the lounges either, but now I definitely want to hit up the pool bars because Marianne said there's a great bartender at one of them, so it will be priority on the next trip.
Okay, well then you've got to come back with the name then, Samantha.
I will. I will spread the word.
Because I'm telling you, great bartenders deserve great shout outs.
Absolutely. You know, and part of it is for my family, somebody has to take Katie to the pool. And so if I'm going to take Katie down to the pool, I'm often not going to swim with her. I prefer not having to shower in the middle of the day. So I would rather get a drink or two and sit there and relax with a fruity drink or two and just hang out. And so I think that's why we hit the pool bars, because Turf Club has a bar and we've never been there to the lounge at the Turf Club. And my family, well, we like a fruity drink or two or a beer or two when we're at Disney's. At other places we've definitely hit lounges, but we haven't done that as much as Saratoga.
Fair enough.
Probably because we have a fridge too, and we have grocery delivery, and I usually have them deliver stuff and make a drink or two in my room and sit on my balcony.
Yeah, that's a good point as well. And you can store alcohol within your owner's locker as well, like liquor and things along those lines. So that's a gurgling suitcase, kind of a gurgling owner's locker kind of moment for us. I know if I have any left over, it stays in the owner's locker. And let's talk about theming of the resort. Randy, how do you describe the theming of this resort and where would you rank it?
The theming of the resort reminds me of an old, typical upstate New York resort, horses, the racing. It has like the old soul type of a feel to it. Laid back comfort feeling is the feel that Saratoga Springs gives me. Very relaxed, easygoing place to be.
Really?
Not quite the Grand Floridian. But and almost in its own unique way, I would guess. I mean,
it definitely has a Victorian vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Samantha, how would you describe this?
So I've actually been to the real Saratoga Springs in upstate New York. And when I was in high school, I was on the rowing team and our nationals were up there for my senior year. And Saratoga Springs, the resort, definitely has that same like Victorian vibe. Like a lot of the historic district is still up there with the very Victorian houses, and it's very kind of upper class, like Victorian society. But our hotel at the New York Saratoga Springs, every like 10 feet was a picture of a racetrack. And I feel like the Saratoga Springs Resort in Disney has kind of the same thing. Like there's so many nods to the racetrack history and horses and jockeys. So I definitely felt like I'd kind of gone right back to New York when I went the first time.
Marianne, I know this is your favorite and it's your home resort. So how are you going to describe theming here and where do you think it ranks?
This is one of those things that I'm going to sound negative, but for my family, it's a positive. It's not overly Disney. And a lot of people, that is their big gripe about Saratoga Springs, is that it just doesn't feel Disney enough. And to my family, with having teenage children, they didn't want to stay where there was a giant Buzz Lightyear outside your hotel room. They like the grandeur feel of Saratoga Springs. And that while we're on vacation, we are at Disney, that isn't Disney in your face every time you turn around.
You don't need to be over at Art of Animation is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, that would not fly with my family at all. It would have years ago, but now it really doesn't. And so this is a perfect fit for us. And we still do enjoy the little nods to Disney that are hidden in your room. And now this is before the refurbishment, but the old rooms have the throw pillows that have the Disney horses on them. And Chip and Dale are in your bedding.
I so want one of those horse pillows.
I know. I would like to have one once they retire them from all the resorts. I'd like to have one because I think they're really cute. It's just enough Disney to be Disney, and yet we don't feel like it's hitting us in the face, that the Mickey Mouse every time we turn around. But a lot of people, that is a negative about Saratoga Springs, is they don't feel like they're at Disney enough. And I'm like, how do you feel like you're not at Disney enough? Because the customer service side of it there is so very Disney. So I've never had a negative customer service experience at Saratoga Springs with the staff and the cast members. So I'm like, yeah, I don't need a giant Buzz Lightyear to remind me and I'm at Disney. The cast members remind me I'm at Disney every day when they look at me and they say, welcome home.
Yeah, the cast there I've had really good results with. The only thing I can think of that would be somewhat negative was we stayed at the tree houses once and our magic bands wouldn't work, which seems to happen to me every single time I do a stay. And if it's a split stay, it's guaranteed they don't work. And remember, those tree houses are a jog and a half over to the main resort. And so they said the bands would work. We got out there. The bands didn't work. We had to call somebody and it took forever for them to get there. That's the only time I can think of that I've really had a bad experience. But I think that's just logistics of what it takes for somebody to come back in and hop on one of them golf carts and drive out to you.
Yep.
And it's magic bands. I mean, I've now just accepted the fact that my magic bands never work. As soon as I get to a resort, I go to the front desk and can you reset my band? Did you try the room? Nope. I've just had them fail so much that I just don't even bother. Okay.
Well, you might as well, when you get off Magical Express, walk into the lobby and get it done before you get all the way out to wherever your room is.
Yeah, that is a pro tip there. That is a pro tip. But back to the theming topic, I think the best analogy that I have heard about the theming at Saratoga is if Old Key West and Grand Floridian had a child, it would end up being Saratoga Springs. And that's because you get all of the vibrant colors from Old Key West, but you get that Victorian air that's really toned down from Grand Flo, and they come together there and they kind of have a nice little mix. The horses love the little theming there. I don't mind it, but it's not quite my favorite, but I don't mind it. I definitely prefer Beach Club and, well, a lot of other resorts. Animal Kingdom, Wilderness Lodge, the Polynesian vibe. Okay, I think the theming is a little bit more resonating with my values there, but I dig it. I definitely dig it. And the one thing I can say that's just really unique and odd, and I haven't put my finger on it yet, is you know that TV channel you turn on at the Disney TVs, the WDW Today channel, and it just starts playing the classical music?
Yes.
When that comes on, I don't care what resort I'm in. I don't care if I'm listening to that in my car because I stole the audio clip off of YouTube and put it as an MP3 on my phone. I don't care where I'm listening to that little clip at. It instantly takes me back to Saratoga Springs. And I can't for the life of me figure out why. But when I hear that clip going, it instantly comes back in and has me do that. Let me see if I can find something here.
I play that audio at work sometimes, like I should put my headphones in just because it's nice background, classical music, and makes the day feel a little less not magical, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely.
Insert a little bit of it. That's just my transport to Saratoga Springs. I don't know why, okay? But it's a really cool little clip and it just sends me there.
Oh, that just made me so happy.
Doesn't it though? Doesn't it?
Can I go home now? Can I go home?
See what I'm saying? Randy, yeah. What about it, brother? Back me up here.
No, I'm with you on that. I mean, you said that and I knew right where you were going as soon as you started talking about that TV channel. And for somebody who stays in Saratoga Springs more often than not, that's always kind of in my brain, the Saratoga Springs theme and music. So when you said that, I was like, yeah, I can definitely see where that song can take you right to Saratoga Springs. Absolutely.
Now, Marianne, you had a question about the spa here.
Does the spa have the same theming, Chad, as the rest of the resort? Or is it more of you walk into the spa and you're in the senses, you know, is it totally different?
I think it's more of the senses. Have you guys been there to describe it?
I have not been to the senses.
I haven't been to the spa part of it, but I can say from like the outside part that you can see as you're going into the gym, it looks kind of like your typical like high-end spa. I don't really think the theming carries through into that building.
Yeah, I don't either. I know it's kind of light brown on the inside and darker brown lockers, and it's tile and it's very high-end, but I don't necessarily think it's Victorian.
The Census Spa is also at the Grand Floridian.
Yeah, so
Are they the same? I've never been in either one of them. But is the Census Spa, has everyone been to the one at the Grand Floridian?
I've popped in to just walk through and take a peek at it. And I've actually used the services at Saratoga. But they both seem like they're independent units that are separate from the resort theming.
I do like the theming in the Turf Club of the horse racers' jerseys, for lack of a better term, that are mounted on the wall. Those are really fun to look at when you walk through that hallway.
Yeah, it reminds me of hockey jerseys because, well, growing up in Detroit, the Red Wings are the bomb, and people would get framed and signed jerseys and mount them up the same way. So that's what it takes me back to, is the hockey jerseys there. But I get it. It does add to that racetrack resort feel.
And the big bronze horse when you get there.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
Iconic to Saratoga Springs.
We'll be back next week to finish out this conversation on the Saratoga Springs and wrap up the SSR review series. I would like to thank Vacation Club Loans and DVC Resale Market for sponsoring our show. I'd also like to thank our Patreons as well. The phenomenal support of our Patreon program allowed me to purchase several software enhancements over the Black Friday sales. I'm now using Adobe Audition. I have full creative suite. And if you happen to be wearing headphones, I have a new plugin that'll take out the breaths and a whole lot less work. So the Patreons do an awful lot to come in and help support the show and make things a lot better. You can support the show as well, patreon.com. It starts at $2 a month over at the Bucket Filler Club. Or you can buy me a Dole Whip for $5 a month. Thanks for listening, everybody. And I'd also like to thank WDW Beach Mom for her awesome 5-star review. My family has owned DVC at Copper Creek since 2018, and I love listening to Chad and his guests as it is so informative. Well, that is the goal of the show, to inform you about what members think, to build community here, and to help you make better decisions so that you can make the best vacation possible for your family. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a magical day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know we'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.